Jesse and Jules for your R&B Friday after 8 o'clock this morning. We want to know, who was your imaginary friend? What were they like? On 13, 12, 16, we want to talk about that. We got a $50 Visa gift card up for grabs thanks to the guys at Ventura Home Group celebrating 20 years in the Southwest.
Yeah, Jess, have you noticed that most times when you call someone on their mobile, they don't answer?
This is one of my biggest pet hates. Now, I'm not the best at answering my phone, but yep. I'm pretty good. I kind of pride myself on it a bit. But I've got mates who, like 90% of the time, do not answer the phone. And then they'll text me back straight away. So I know they've got their phone.
I am one of those mates, yeah. aren't I? Yeah. I do this a lot. There's so many times I will look at my phone. I mean, whether it's someone that I know or don't know, I will just go, you know what? I'm not going to answer that. I'll just text them later. I'm so much that person. yeah. Now, I'm not the only one who does this. There are a lot of people yeah. that do this. And we've got an expert on the show to talk to us about it and why we do it. Her name is Ricky Novak. She's professional leadership speaker and trainer in organization. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, thanks. Now, tell us, why do we do this?
It's a really interesting one, and I think it's probably around congestion that the iPhone is not just a phone anymore, it's a device. So when I call you, Jules, and you're busy on LinkedIn or paying your bills or checking out something or planning a trip, you okay. go, oh, no, she can wait. That's okay.
I'll be honest. It's Facebook, Insta or Snapchat. Yeah.
There's no way you'll find Jules on LinkedIn.
I'm watching some video, and usually if a phone call comes in, I'm halfway through a video. So I'm like, I just want to know how this video ends. So I need to try and wait. Like, it's like, hurry up, let the phone call stop ringing, please.
But see, the other day I was texting a mate about, well, I called her and then she didn't answer and we were trying to organise something but straight away she texts me back. We proceeded to have a 20-minute text conversation that could have been a 3-minute phone call.
Yeah. I think we're addicted to that because we believe that we don't really have to invest as much into the text as we do with the phone, because when I'm on text with you, I can actually do a couple of other things as well, hopefully, one of which is not driving.
Yes.
But, you know, I can do other things. But if I'm on the phone and, you know, I'm distracted, you'll say, hey, Ricky, what's up? You don't, you know, you're not listening, or we talked about that. You can call me on that. But you don't know the world I'm in when I'm actually texting you. So I can be at work or I can be at play. And I look like I'm in the moment with you. And I think, here's the thing, I think we all suffer from what we call premature exasperation, quite frankly. I mean, I know it's, well, morning show, but, you know, it's true. People trying to do too many things.
Yes. And impatient.
I'm not going to even have a phone call because I know that you'll just flick me over to, can I call you back? Can't talk right now.
Yeah.
Or custom another message to say, don't really know your number, so
someone
who cares.
Okay, Ricky, before we let you go, quickly, is there anything that we can do to stop this? As a person, like, can I do anything to stop it?
I believe it's about relationships and setting the frame up for the nature of the call. So courtesy is number one. Mm. If you don't really want the call, let people know that the time that they're particularly calling you may not work.
Yeah.
So set it up for success. Tell the people that when you're calling me, I can't always answer.
Yeah.
This is what I'd love you to do. My preferred method of communication is...
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like, I feel like you've got to interact with someone on their level, right? So if I'm trying to interact with Jules... Instagram.
Yeah.
Just direct message on Instagram. It's the only way that I get it.
No, Jesse. Every time you've spoken to me, I've messaged you back to say I'll call you back soon, and I don't. I mean, that's enough, isn't it?
Ricky, thank you so much for taking us through it today. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. All the best. And if you want to leave me a message, I'll promise I'll get back to you.
Call you later.
Call you later.
See you, mate.
Thanks, Ricky.
Bye. Cusie.